This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A lot of football tomorrow as we get you set for week two, rivalry weekend. The Giants against the Cowboys, the Jets against the Bills, and a little baseball too because both teams are playing significant games tonight. The Mets are trying to hold on for dear life. Their wild card lead is down to just two games, and they're trying to avoid getting swept embarrassingly by the Philadelphia Phillies, who now have the largest lead for a division leader in all of Major League Baseball. Think about that. There was a time the Mets were in a pennant race, and now they have the biggest deficit of any second-place team in Major League Baseball.
Wow.
It's sad.
It is. Well, it happens when you don't play well in either side.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yes, it does. And obviously, the Yankees' importance to me tonight is if they want to win the American League East, if they want to get a first-round bye, if they want to get home field advantage, they better win tonight because the Blue Jays just took care of business. They shut out the Astros 6-0. They got a dominant start by Kevin Gausman. And so the New York Yankees right now are 3.5 behind Toronto. But remember, the Blue Jays have the tiebreaker.
Yes, the Blue Jays have the tiebreaker, but they also have the red-hot Orioles coming in.
Orioles
have won 9 of 10. Now, it's against, they just beat the
Pirates,
right. Yep. Yeah, the Pirates, and I forget who they were in the series before, but they've won a ton of games in a row recently.
They were playing the Dodgers.
I know, right?
And they won that game against Yamamoto on Saturday.
Too? Was it Padres before?
Before that? Let's see who they were. They were playing the Padres, yeah?
Yeah.
So they're playing well against good teams.
They are.
Outside of the Pirates.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just rising to the occasion at the end of the season.
Well,
go help out the Yankees.
Well, that could be bad news because the Yankees play the Orioles a bunch of times.
Hey, just cool off by the time you get to the Yankees.
Yeah, for the Yankees to win the division, they're not only going to have to win a lot of games against bad teams at the end, they got to win tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight, to me, has become a very, very important game. Now, before we get back to your calls, I'm pissed at Mendy. I don't like this Met lineup, and I got major issues. Do you remember what my issue was yesterday by chance? If you don't, I'll remind you. Don't worry.
Acuna.
Acuna.
Yes.
And I told you, look, Luis Ana Acuna is good for two things right now, defense and speed.
Right.
So why would you start him?
Right.
Well, he started, and he had two pretty just blah at bats. He grounded out twice till he was pinch hit for in the seventh inning.
Right.
Luis Ana Acuna should not start. I make this very clear. I know he gave you goosebumps last year filling in for Lindor. He did a wonderful job. That was a year ago. That was a long time ago. He doesn't hit. He fields, and he's fast. You are eliminating that weapon by starting him because here's what's going to happen, just like it happened last night. Spoiler alert. When the Mets are trailing, they're going to pinch hit for him. Mm. So starting Acuna is mistake number one. Mistake number two is not playing Brett Baty. Brett Baty's numbers against lefties, A, are not bad, and B, since middle of July, his numbers against lefties are actually really good. He has an 840 OPS against lefties since July 5th. So let's stop acting, Mendy, like Brett Baty can't face a lefty. And there are many ways you can play Brett Baty. Number one, you shouldn't play Acuna. You shouldn't. Number two, you don't have to play Marte, who looks lost, even though he did have an RBI hit yesterday and finished the game strong. But before that was slumping big time. Baty's got to play. I like the fact Jeff McNeil's playing center field because Cedric Mullins is a waste of time. I do appreciate that. I've seen enough of Jose Siri for 2 days. But the number one issue is Beatty should play and Acuna shouldn't. Hayden Senger playing, whatever, you got to do it. Alvarez looks lost anyway. It is what it is. But now you've got two holes at the bottom of the order with Acuna and Senger because you're playing Acuna. Acuna shouldn't play. Period. Take an L on that one, Tommy. We argued Acuna versus Beatty back on opening day. Do you remember that?
I do, yeah. I knew you were talking about
me. You
want
to take an L?
No.
I wasn't talking about you at all. I was talking about you now because I'm bringing up the debate. I'm talking about Mendy. I got an issue with Mendy playing this guy.
No, but earlier in your, before you got to that point, you said there were people last year that had a little twinkle in their eye.
Everybody did, not just you. Everybody loved Acuna.
It's hard not to have the twinkle for Acuna.
That wasn't a knock at you or anyone who had a twinkle. It was more that was a twinkle from last year.
Okay,
not a twinkle
but I kind of remember you getting on me for being, you know, a little hyperbolic about Acuna when he only had a couple at bats.
You got to take your own. On that one.
No, I don't have to take the L on it. I still think he's a valuable member of this team. It doesn't mean Beatty hasn't been, but I still think Acuna is a good
utility
guy.
The debate was Beatty versus Acuna to be on the roster. If you're not going to take an L on that, then I'm going to have to force it on you by asking Tiki and Sean to vote. So just take it so we can move on. Are you not going to take it?
I think we... No, because we do votes with every L.
All right. Tiki, do you remember he wanted Acuna on the roster over Brett Beatty?
Yes, I do.
Do you think that's L worthy?
No, because they're both on the roster.
Thank you, Tiki. You've always been a fair man.
Yes. Damn it. It never got to you, Sean. Sorry about that.
I was with you, Evan.
It's okay. Listen, he doesn't have to wear an L. All I care about is Acuna not playing because he shouldn't be starting anymore. Mendy's got to get through this through his head. He's a utility player. All right? He's fast and he can defend. He should not be starting. And the other thing, I'll just say this one more time. I've said it a lot. I haven't said it in a while, though. Juan Soto should be the leadoff hitter. I'm going to go back to that argument.
Does Juan Soto want to be the leadoff hitter?
I don't give a rat's ass what Juan Soto wants. Well, he works for the Mets.
He's your highest. I mean, he's basically a minority owner in the team. So you kind of got to run everything by him for his permission, I would guess. Do you think that he wants to be? Not should he or could he move Mendy move him to the leadoff spot, but do you think he wants to be the leadoff hitter?
I think if Juan... So here's the thing about Juan Soto, and I don't mind this because I think a lot of players were like this. Juan Soto cares about his stats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And that's fine. Mm-hmm. There's no issue with that because that usually helps your team. It's only when you do things irresponsibly, and I called him out about the stolen base days ago. I don't need to get into that again, but him hitting home runs, him driving in runs, him stealing bases, that's good for the team.
Right.
So I'm not mad about the stats, but if Juan Soto is really gunning for 40-40, and I think he is, would you agree?
Yeah, definitely.
He will be in a better position to do it by beating the leadoff hitter. He'll get more plate appearances.
He'll get more pitches to hit.
I think he'll also get on base more.
Yeah, of course.
So
I'm talking about for the home runs. I mean, he's going to get there. He only needs two more, right? 38 he has. Yeah.
I think he's at 39. Wasn't last night?
Oh, yeah, 39. Yeah, last night was 39. So he only needs one more to get the home runs, but he'll get more pitches to hit as the leadoff hitter.
Yeah. So I think, it would benefit him statistically, but the reason I'm behind it, so when I mentioned that a while ago, it was about getting Soto going because he wasn't hitting with guys on base, but he was getting on base, so why not lead him off? That still applies in terms of getting on base. I think it would be a new way to try to unlock Lindor because One of the reasons why Pete Alonso has benefited, at least early in the season, from Soto hitting right ahead of him, is that there were always guys on base because Soto would get on. So you'll get more pitches to hit when a guy's on base. Lindor's the leadoff hitter. He's starting games. Nobody's on base. And oh, by the way, the guy's hitting eighth and ninth, a Hayden Senger and Luis Angel Acuna. The guy's not coming up with guys on base. If you hit Soto ahead of him, there's a better chance of him coming up with guys on base, hence getting more pitches to hit, hence waking him up. You like it?
Yeah, I do.
Too bad the manager doesn't. Too bad the manager's so sticky. He's sticking to his vendetta against me. Because I told him it, and he will never give in and allow Evan to be right about something. Damn you, Mendy. I know what's going on, but someday you'll have no other choice. Someday you're going to get a phone call from David Stearns, and he's going to say, hey, Carlos, I was thinking about something. You know, I was thinking about leading off Juan Soto. What do you think? And you're just going to have to go with it.
Hello, Mendy.
I don't know when it's going to happen. Probably not this year, but it'll happen someday. Soto's going to lead off before his 15 years are over.
I doubt it.
You don't think so?
No, because I don't think he wants to.
All right, long-term bet. All I need is one, correct?
Okay.
Juan Soto will lead off at some point for the New York Mets in a game in the starting lineup.
Yes.
And you're saying it will not happen over 15 years?
Not over 15 years.
Wow. Mm. Okay. It's a long-term bet.
All right. I actually think he goes the other way.
What do you mean?
He becomes more of just the DH. He's going to be the cleanup hitter.
Oh, he's going to move down in the lineup?
Yeah, because he's not running as much.
That's going to be a problem. That's going to be year 13. Dude, that's a long time from now, but I'm going to promise you something. Let's say it's 14 years from now at the very end, and Tiki retired. He's like, I'm done talking to that annoying redhead. Tiki's sitting in a retirement home. He's chilling. He's playing golf. All of a sudden, he's going to look at his phone and be like, why is Evan calling me? Like, I like to check in on my old partners. I speak to Joe once in a while. I speak to Craig once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not an everyday kind of guy or an every week kind of guy, but I like those guys, and I certainly like you. So I'll check in when it's all said and done. You're going to get that phone call and be like, huh, I wonder what Evan's up to, why he decided to call me today.
Remember that L?
Remember that L, Teak?
Remember those L's? I got all four of them. You're wearing them.
Do you see the Met lineup tonight? And you're going to be like, the Met lineup? It's June, and
why do you care? I'm living in Paris right now.
Right.
I'm having lunch on the Champs-Élysées.
Yeah, that's more accurate than the golf course or the retirement home. And you're going to be like, dude, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Why are you bothering
me? I'm a loser.
I'm going to say, yeah. Well, 40-year-old Juan Soto's leading off. What do you got to say about that? So, I don't forget. I'll just leave it.
I know you don't. Long-term bet.
That's right. Let's go to Barry in Edgewater, New Jersey. What's up, Barry?
Hey, Barry.
Hey, you guys. How you doing today?
All's good.
Yeah.
Good. So, Evan, I agree with every little detail that you said about the Mets. I mean everything.
Wow.
You're 100% right. Now, I do not have the knowledge or the ability to check out the data and the analytics and all of that stuff. But I will tell you this. I've been watching baseball longer than you've been walking the planet.
Okay.
And the only way that I can judge a team is by watching them. And that's how I judge them. I watch the Mets. I watch the Yankees. I watch some other teams. This team, it just seems to me, from me watching, is at one point they were, what, 20 games over 500?
More than that. I think the high water mark is 23, but I have to double check that.
It's worth saying that they sat down and they said, hey, guys, we got this knocked. This is not a problem. So everybody knows we're going to make the playoffs. And what happened, this team became enlightened. And when I watch this team, and I must tell you that I don't care if they win the World Series. I like to watch the games during the week and get pleasure out of wins. So if they win 2 out of 3, I'm happy.
Mm.
If they win 3 out of 4, I'm happy. What I am unhappy about is watching them lose night after night after night. And I think Mendy is a big part of that. And I hope you kick his ass. Because
I'm not going to kick his ass. I mean,
Barry's got a novel way of thinking about this. I'm just not very many Met fans in the tri-state area that have his approach.
Well,
just win. Show me some wins night over night.
Obviously, I agree with the sentiment that this has not been a fun season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it has not been. I don't think anyone could argue that. It has not been fun. It's been frustrating. It's been concerning at times. And obviously, we'll see how it ends. Obviously, it can end in a great, amazing way. So while I agree with the sentiment that this has not been fun, I believe, and I don't have experience winning championships, so I'm just predicting this, that if the Mets somehow hit their stride in late September, mm-hmm. make the playoffs, and then just buzz through and win a world championship, I think we would revisit the regular season with a different tone. We would look back on it and say, wow, all that pain and frustration, it really was fun.
Right. It was instructive. It taught us about, it taught them about themselves.
Yeah.
How to stay high, how to come from lows and respond, and character building, they would say.
Well, I just know in much smaller examples of how that's been the case. Like in 2015, I'll use a Met example. In 2015, that season was very frustrating. Mm. And the Carlos Gomez trade and the Wilmer Flores crying. And we're talking about late July. Then they make the trade. They get hot. And really, for 2 months, they take off. It makes me look back at everything that happened prior to the trade with a different tone.
Right.
I'm going to give you a much deeper example right now. No one's going to remember this except for maybe Sean. I don't even know if Sean will. In 2019, a very young Brooklyn Net team kept losing close, heartbreaking games. Okay. Over and over again.
Definitely don't remember that.
Totally fine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to explain it to anybody, and it'll at least make sense.
The Nets still in the league?
Back then they were. So, dude, it was like 9 in a row. Every game was a heartbreaker. They would blow it, or the refs would have a call go against them. It was awful. I'll never forget.
Hapless Nets.
I went to a game with my wife that night. They were playing the Toronto Raptors, and I said, look, I'm done caring. Because I was really bothered by it. I was having a miserable experience. I said, we're going to a game. It's a date night. And the Nets won a really close game that night against the Raptors. Kawhi Leonard missed an open look, and it felt good. They then proceeded to win, I think, 10 in a row. And I remember, and they ended up having a fun year. They made the playoffs. They got knocked out, but it was a cute year. Had a bunch of great comebacks. A year I still look back on fondly. I look back at all that losing and say, it was instructive. I didn't like it at the time, obviously.
And what was the rebound the next year?
That's a different story. You know what they did the next year?
No.
You don't remember? They signed Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Oh, yes.
They stopped it. They did something different. So we never got to see the young, and I'm not complaining about it. It's a different story. They did the right stuff. But
this was the Atkinson team.
Yeah, this was the Kenny team, and it led to signing KD and Kyrie.
Right.
It was more that I looked back at those losses as, oh, that wasn't that bad, even though in the moment I hated it. So what I'm saying to Met fans is if somehow, and I'm not confident of it, but if somehow they have a great deep run in October and they, dare I say, win a championship, I think we'll look back at this regular season differently than the way we're feeling it right now. Hmm. That's what I would say.
That was actually eloquently put.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You mentioned yesterday about your journey. Is this really my journey? And I think that's a good way to formulate how the journey would pay off.
Absolutely. I'll give you another one. Can I give you another example?
Yeah, sure, we're here.
As long as it's not the Brooklyn Nets.
It's not. It's the 2009. What team am I going to say?
The 2009 Yankees.
No. You won the World Series. Oh, yeah. Well, no, I guess you're right. That would work. Because they got off to a bad start, but then they dominated. The 2009 New York Jets. Rex Ryan, Mark Sanchez. They got off to a good start. They lost 3 in a row. Then they lost a bunch of games to the Jaguars and the Patriots, and they were 4-6. And I was like, where the hell's this season going? Then they lost a brutal game to the Falcons where Tony Gonzalez was wide open in the end zone. They lost 10-7, and they're 7-7. And it was like, where the hell's this going?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Indianapolis Colts decided we don't want to go undefeated. They literally made a decision. And so they benched Peyton Manning for Curtis Painter. The Jets took advantage of it. They won the game. They got to 8-7. The following week, the Bengals were playing a game that didn't matter for them, but if the Jets won, they made the playoffs. And the Bengals never got off the plane. They lost 37-0 in the final ever game at Giant Stadium. And the Jets made the playoffs at 9-7.
Backed in.
And people, they did not back in. They won 2 games in a row, Teague. Don't start with me.
I mean, all right. Sideways in.
But people said that. I'm glad you said they backed in.
Side-saddled their way in.
Well, the Colts.
That work?
Sure.
All
the Colts lost the game on purpose, or they didn't try. The Bengals didn't care. You're a bunch of losers who was choking it away, and you were lucky to make the playoffs. And then they beat the Bengals, and then they beat the Chargers, and then they had a shot in the AFC Championship game. I didn't care about what happened in New England on that Sunday afternoon. I didn't care about what happened at Giant Stadium against the Jaguars. I didn't care about Tony Gonzalez sitting down baking a cake wide open in the end zone. The story became the run. I didn't have fun in 2009. Did any Jet fan have a good time at 4-6? Did they have a good time after that freaking Falcon game and they fell to 7-7? We didn't start having a good time until the Colts handed it to us. And then jackasses like Sean and Mike would tell us, you didn't deserve it. You didn't deserve it. You didn't earn this. And then they took it from you because they won back-to-back playoff games. So the story can change based on what happens next. The question for the Mets is, do they have the guts to step up and change the story?
Yeah, it's easier said than done.
You're right. Or are they going to finish their story by missing the playoffs? And if that's the case, then this whole thing was a miserable existence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.